It is 7:45 on the first day of March. Time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. Happy first March to you, and happy first day of fake spring.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this coming in like a lamb or a lion, or kind of like a pussycat? I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be a revolving door because, again, you know, being a superstitious Minnesotan, we have all those high school tournaments coming up, which means at least two or three big snowfalls coming our way.
Yeah, it's March, so anything can happen. You're absolutely right. Well, what is happening on the show today, Ted?
Well, you know, this weekend for some is a big weekend because it's the Academy Awards, the Oscars. You know, people get excited about their favorite movies and you see all the starlets and all that type of thing. You know, everyone gets all dressed up and gussied up, sits down and watches it. And for some, it's their own Super Bowl as far as, you know, just enjoying all that entertainment, especially the cinematography and all that kind of stuff that Hollywood has to enjoy. So Haskell's kind of thought, well, let's jump on board. And we kind of award a few of our own awards out there that have become known as the Teddies. And the Teddies kind of range from all kinds of different things. Some of them are a little bit kitschy, but some of them are quite fun. But the Teddies go to awards, go to wines that we really think are above and beyond or kind of unique and really step out and, you know, can make your everyday meals or just, you know, every day a little bit better, a little bit more interesting, and a lot more fun. So if you are going to do an Oscars party, you know, what better way to start off your Oscars party than with a little bit of bubbles? Now, this was a competitive category, without a doubt, because we have so many offerings and people love so many different bubbles, whether it's a California sparkling wine or a Cava from Spain. You know, the close second was the Proseccos. We have so many to choose from. A Baccio della Luna, which is a fun little sparkler. Also a Cavatina, which almost looks like an Oscar. It's in a gold bottle. But the winner in the sparkling category went to Cremant de Bourgogne called Louis Bouillot. Now, this is a particular one we've carried for almost 25 years at the stores. And a Cremant de Bourgogne just means a sparkling wine from Burgundy. And they use the grape varietals that the Champenois use as far as the Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. The Burgundy Valley is perfectly set for that kind of expression. But the interesting thing about the Louis Bouillot is the simple fact that it's made in the traditional method, the method Champenois, in which the wine first goes into its first fermentation, which is grape juice into wine as far as the alcohols combine and are created. But then what makes Louis Bouillot very interesting, and it's very similar to the champagne, is the simple fact that then they add the sugars and yeast inside the bottle, and then they cap it up, and then that fermentation happens inside the bottle where that sugar and yeast combines with the alcohol to create the gas. And then they discourage it because, you know, there is that little bit of yeast and some of that sugar at the tip of the bottle. Yeah, you don't want to drink that. It's kind of yucky. They get it out of the bottle. They put a dosage on top, which is a little bit more wine to fill up what's squirted out, and then they cap it up. All the same way the Champenois does. Now, the French are always sticky about things calling champagne. They love to protect that particular region. So they can't call it champagne. They call it Cremant de Bourgogne. But nice thing about that, and the most interesting and probably why it got its award, it is a bottle of wine that's less than $23 a bottle. Now, most champagnes nowadays are running in the 60. You know, the cheap one might be, an inexpensive one should be about 55, and you see them all go up to 60, 70, and forget if you have a Grand Mark, they go in the hundreds of bottles, hundreds of dollars a bottle. But the nice thing about this Bouillot, it's very approachable and actually very affordable and just delicious to drink. And especially if you're going to do a quick little Oscars party, it's a great way to start it out. People think you're just super fabulous, that you're probably pouring this great champagne, but really it's a Cremant de Bourgogne, kind of sneak it in there, but it's just a great production value for the customer to enjoy. Great sparkling wine to get ready for any kind of party. It doesn't even have to be an Oscar party. It could be any simple event that you're having. I'll keep a couple bottles around the house just in case if people come in, as we call the European drive-by, if somebody stops by with good news, you can have a bottle of bubbles to crack open and enjoy if somebody has an engagement or a promotion, whatever. We get that around the house all the time. Another category that we developed was the best value. Now, the best value, and this was probably one of the hardest to comb through for the stores because everything at Hatfields is a great value. But the trick was this one, it's called Liz Bonita. We put that on our BOGO program. And the great thing about that, it's a little Portuguese wine. Liz Bonita translates as the beautiful Lisbon. It comes from the Portugal. It has the great titles that are all these great Portuguese ones that are too difficult to pronounce. So I'll just go with it and just tell everybody it's a wonderful red blend. The interesting thing about it, which also catches your eye, is the simple fact that this one bucks the trend where they maybe spent too much money on the label and not enough on the wine, because it has a wonderful little label, a little picturesque scene of the streets of Lisbon. But they didn't just end there. They put some great juice into that bottle of wine, and it's a $19.99 BOGO, which is buy one, get one. First one's $20. So your final cost, $10 per bottle on this Liz Bonita. And again, it's a great wine to have around. It's so universal. You know, it's one of those kind of no-brainer wines where you don't have to think about it. It has the screw cap. You come in, you crack it open. You know, you had a long day. You're maybe starting up and preparing dinner. So you just crack that open and enjoy it. And once you kind of taste it, you'll be pleasantly surprised on how well-developed that little Portuguese red wine is. And it's a great kind of cellar stocker. And you get have a few bottles of that around. You're ready for the week. You're ready for whatever comes your way. But it's the Liz Bonita. It outflanked. We had a couple other candidates in that writing. You know, we had a Koala Ranch that came from Australia. Beautiful little Shiraz. It has a whole assortment. But the Liz Bonita, because of that label, really jumped out, and people seemed to like it. And the judges at Hatfields really thought that should be the nod and get it. And it's a wonderful wine, Liz Bonita. Now, here was a category that we all played around with a little bit, is what is your best house wine ped to have around at all times? And generally speaking, the big candidates for me, because I'm a Burgundian at heart, is always to have some Pinot Noir around the house. A favorite one to have around, and it's not Burgundian, it's called Hitch Pinot Noir. But there's also another Pinot Noir that I like to have around, is Jean-Philippe Marchand's Bourgogne Rouge. It's just a simple Pinot Noir from Burgundy. Jean-Philippe's been an old family friend for 20 years. What we've been doing business with is great. But those were the candidates that kind of came in. They showed up, but the ones that won it were the Aguari Bay Malbec. And Denny, I'm not just playing to you for having a Malbec on the list, even though I usually throw that in there. But it's a great little Malbec from Argentina. It's owned by the Rothschild family. They have some other expressions of it, the Flechas de los Andes. On the label itself, you'll see the five arrows, which represents the Rothschild family. So it's a nice Argentinian Malbec that is made with a little bit of French flair. It's not as robust and rustic as some of the other Malbecs. It doesn't have that super big punch at the finish, but it's a very nice, light, it's a little bit more elegant Malbec that's just wonderful. And again, you go with the whole range. And the nice thing about this, it's only $12. And so, again, it's another great kind of cellar stocker. Maybe you pick up a whole case. You have it around for when people come and entertain. And yes, you know, we'll get into, we'll talk about a little grilling there, Denny, you know, with those Malbecs. But it's a great Malbec to have around, just to enjoy, you know, whatever you need to do. Now, on the same note, you always have to say, well, what's the best house wine that the Teddy goes to? And there was a lot of competition. Again, kind of being a Burgundian, I love my Chardonnays. We have a lot of expressions of Chardonnay from not only the Burgundy region, but also from California that are so great to have around, that kind of buttery vanilla flavor Chardonnay. It was hard to give it up, but this year, and this is going to be what I'm going to push as the wine of the summer, is a Touraine, and a Touraine comes from the Loire Valley, and this is the Petit Fateau. And the Petit Fateau, I sent some of this home. You know, my wife said, hey, bring some white wine home. You know, okay, fine. Hey, grab whatever and send it over. And this is what showed up to the house, this little Touraine. And it is just delicious. It is a superb wine. And, you know, right now, Sauvignon Blanc is probably the biggest grape varietal, white grape varietal that people are consuming right now. They just love it. People are so into it. But this one in particular, it doesn't have that big kind of green pepper, grapefruity flavor that you get from the New Zealands. It isn't that punchy in the face. It isn't as sophisticated and or as expensive as Sancerre, which can, you know, start out of $25, $30 a bottle and skyrocket. It's about $12 a bottle, but it's a wonderful expression of Sauvignon Blanc. There's floral notes to it. There is a little bit of that subtle grapefruit on the back end, but it's so soft, delicious. So when it does warm up, or even on a day like today, when you feel like it's going to warm up, that terrain is just something to beat. I mean, it's just so delicious. It's so approachable. And it's just one of those wines, you know, I always say about my time in the wine industry, if I'm not humbled every day, I'm not doing my job. And that was one of those ones where you kind of looked in the cellar, well, what's this all about? We'll just crack that open. It's a Thursday night. You know, we'll have a little glass of this. And it just knocked right out of my socks to say, that is a wonderful little white wine, especially when it gets a lot warmer in this state. You can have it nice and chilled. You're sitting on the porch. So enjoyable to have. So it's the Touraine, and it's the Petit Fateau. Wonderful little wine, very inexpensive. And then last but not least, we're kind of calling this the wine of the year. And the wine of the year this year is Amber Hills Cabernet. It comes from the Paso Robles region. So it's down in the south, far south of San Francisco, you know, up north of Santa Barbara. This area is, I don't want to say up and coming, because it's been around for 20, 30, 40 years as far as making wine. But people are really focusing on this area. A, you know, for vigneron's, it's a little bit more affordable than Napa. But then more importantly, for customers, it's a lot more affordable for the simple fact that these wines, you know, a Napa Valley Cab of this caliber would easily be a $70 bottle of wine. Just incredible. But this, we have it on our BOGO program, again, at $29.99. And if so, final cost per bottle, $15. You just cannot beat this Cabernet. It has all the Cabernet flavors and nuances you want, that kind of robust flavor, a robust body. But then there's elegance to it. It does finish off nice and soft and easy. So it isn't that over the top. So that one, we're kind of calling our wine of the year, the Amber Hills Cabernet, which is just a great bottle of wine, you know, for any wine lover. Pick some up as far as, you know, whether you're storing up, getting your cellar ready, or you're having a big barbecue, or you're just grilling a big steak. That Amber Hills is just fantastic, Denny.
What a great lineup. And you're excited about a few of those. If you're excited, I know it's got to be great. Well, tell us, I know we're almost out of time. Tell us where we can find this great lineup.
Well, you are correct. All the Teddy are around, but you can stop into any of the Haskells, because we do feature BOGOs. We're ramping up, and we're going to have almost over 200 BOGOs on our sales coming up. And there's all kinds of values, all kinds of great things. And there's a Haskell's out there to take care of all your needs, whether it's wine, beer, or liquor. And we have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's right across the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka, Haskell's in Highland Village in St. Paul. Down in Bloomington at Lowman's Plaza, we also have a Haskell's out in right in downtown Excelsior by the lake. We have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake, Stillwater, if you're headed out east. And if you're headed down south to Faribault, we're right off of 35. You can always catch us right over in Plymouth, or stop by our Maple Grove Super Cellar, which is a sight to be seen, where they're just loaded and packed with all these great wines that all awarded with the Teddies. And if you can't do any of that, you could always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place your order, and you know what, Denny, we can even deliver that if you'd like.
I know you can. I've been there. All right. Thank you so much, Ted. Let's talk next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Good deal. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Now, get those lawn and garden questions ready. Next hour on our Smart Garden Show, for Mary Meyer from the U of M, answering those very questions. Right now in the Twin Cities, on our way to 30, it's 14 degrees.